This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 19th of February, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Imagination. This group processing session is 58 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
And this is the 19th of February, 1954. Afternoon hour of processing. Want you to mock up a symbol that doesn't mean anything. Let's get this one for sure for a change. That doesn't mean a thing. Now imbue it with vast significance. Make it very significant. Now flinch from it. It's being just too significant. Gee. Okay. I'll be way up. Suppose we can. Above the city. Find a cloud and sit down on it if you like. And find a nothingness and duplicate it many times. Okay, now if you had an ambition, just not bother to be specific about the ambition, but if you had one, get a number of symbols that wouldn't stop your realizing it. A number of symbols that wouldn't pop up and stop your realizing it. We'll get some more symbols that wouldn't jump up. What's a symbol? A mobile piece of energy imbued with meaning. That's a symbol. By that definition, automobile's a symbol too, isn't it? So it is. You have to be able to mobilize a symbol. You know, it has to be movable. Okay, now let's get some more symbols that wouldn't jump up and stop you in your realizing this ambition. Now let's get places you're not going to. You know, I'm not going there, I'm not going there. Places you're not going to. Lots of places you're not going to. Okay, now let's get lots of places you're not departing from. All right, now let's get the idea. Let's get the idea now of going off somewhere and then coming back and finding nothing and putting something there. You've done that, do it again. Just get the idea of going off someplace, coming back, finding nothing and putting something there. Let's do that some more. Okay, now let's get the idea of going away and coming back and finding something and not liking it and making it disappear. Now get the idea of putting something there so you can go away and come back and find it. Now let's get the idea of putting something on the future time track so that you can die and rediscover it. Now, so that you can die and still have it. Something on the future time track so that you can die and come back and still have it. Now let's find some places where you will not be in the next couple of seconds. Now find some places where you will not be tomorrow. Now some places where you will not be next month. Let's find some, but you won't be there for sure. All right, now let's mock yourself up being very uncertain. And duplicate it many times. Throw that away and mock yourself up being so uncertain you're terrified. Throw that away and do it again. Throw it away and do it again. Throw it away and do it again. Do it a lot of times. Okay, now mock up your body, good and dead and wasted away to dust. Many times. Lots more times. Okay, now check over some places where you are not. And mock up a symbol, any symbol, and unmock it. Make it appear and then disappear. Okay, now let's get a tremendous number of other people, huge mob of other people, and have them die and waste away to dust. And then do that many times. A big mob dying, wasting away to dust. Another big mob dying, wasting away to dust. More mobs dying and wasting away to dust. And mock up the messed universe full of bodies and make them waste away to dust. Do that many times. Okay, now let's get some places where you're not. Throw away whatever you've got there. Some places where you're not. Get that with great care now. Get it down to a pinpoint. You're not right there. Now let's get some places in the universe you wouldn't have to avoid. Some more places you wouldn't have to avoid. Now let's check over some places that would be safe to look at. Places safe to look at. Oh, find one. and then some are. Places to be absolutely safe to look at. You wouldn't have to put a facsimile there first or test it in any fashion whatsoever. You just look at it any old time you please. A place that's safe to look at. And then some more places that are safe to look at. Some more places are safe to look at. Okay. Now let's mock you up as good or bad as your mother could want you. In other words, get yourself real acceptable to your mother. Now mock yourself up as very acceptable to your father. Find one that's really acceptable. Now another one of you that's acceptable to mother, and then one acceptable to father. Now, alternately, one after the other, let's just mock up lots of you that are very acceptable to your parents. If you really get an acceptable one, it'll fly straight to your parents. Get some more of them, first for your mother and then for your father. Real acceptable. I don't know how dead you have to make these mock-ups. Now mock yourself up acceptable to the rest of the human race. Now make the mock-up good or bad as necessary. Till it is very acceptable to the human race. Mark up lots of you now. If you don't find truly acceptable ones, you might take a medium state of illness. Now let's mark up the human race as it would be acceptable to you. Oh, get more of it, more of it. Put it there many times as it would be acceptable to you. Okay. Now let's mock up Earth as it would be acceptable to you. Lots of life on it, beautifully green, or an arid waste with everybody dead, or something. Now let's get Earth as it would be acceptable to you. Mark up lots of them that way. Lots more of them. Lots more of them. If you get them just right, just exactly acceptable, they'll snap right into you. Lots more of them. All right, slow down any flow that started. And stop it. Now let's check over some particles you do not, at this moment, have to control. Some more particles you don't at this instant have to control. All right, now let's get some thoughts you are free to think. Some more thoughts you're free to think. Now let's get some things you might be free to imagine. Things that you could imagine without any liability. No, you could imagine the house next door full of dogs, a street full of cats. Anything you want to imagine with no liability, but you've got to be certain that there's no liability connected in it. Just get lots more things you're free to imagine. Now let's get some things that you would permit somebody else to imagine. Now let's get some things which two other people, specifically, would permit each other to imagine. All right, now let's get some acts you have done or things you have said in the last 24 hours which were not cowardly. Okay, now let's just imagine a lot of things that you have done in the last 24 hours which were very cowardly. Let's get some more. Oh, imagine some worse ones than that. Oh, let's imagine a lot more cowardly things that only let's imagine it now that we've lived three lives in the last 24 hours. Just with that for a starter, let's go on from there and get all the cowardly things we have done in each one of those three lives. Now let's dream up some wonderful delusions and have them. Dream them up and make them come true. All right, now let's really concentrate on this one and dream up a real pip. It'd be typical horror, something that'd just be horrible to have as a delusion, and then go ahead and have it. Now let's have some more delusions, real good ones. Now, let's mock you up voicing a delusion to some crowd of people and have the whole crowd argue you out of it. Now get you having the delusion that buses run down the street and get a whole crowd of people arguing you out of it. All right, now let's imagine something else that would be very, very beautiful. Now mock yourself up as able to imagine all the beautiful things you want to. All right, now imagine something beautiful. Okay, find some places you're not. Now imagine your life as just a foggy dream, and then prove it to yourself that it is a foggy dream. Now mock up your life as just a foggy, dreamy unreality. Now mock it up again that way as something that couldn't possibly be happening to you. Repeat that over many times. Many times more. Now mock up your childhood as a dreamy unreality that never happened to you. Now, where your past was, put nothing. Just repeat that many times. Whatever you've been calling a past, why, just put nothing there. Get the fact now you've had no past, and do that many times, no past at all. Get that some more, no past at all. Get it, sweep aside whatever you have, and again put there no past. Nothing back of this instant at all. Any pictures that show up, say they belong to somebody else. Do that some more. Mark up your past as nothing, set it aside, mark it up as nothing, set it aside, mark it up as nothing, set it aside. Any pictures or impressions that turn up, say they belong to somebody else, not yours. Do that some more. Mark up your past as nothing. Set it aside. Do it again. Any places that turn up, I just say, well, I've never been there. Do it many more times. No past. Set it aside. Then no past. Okay, now let's check off some places where you were not. Now mock up yourself as a thetan in a state of total amnesia, remembering nothing. Do that many times. Get how nice and peaceful that may or may not be. it many times. Now imagine an entirely different past for the last year. An entirely different past for the last year. Now mock up a mob of people hectically trying to convince you that is not your past. Do that many times. All right, let's check over some places you're not. Now let's just get a hypothetical place. Where is the reason why you have forgotten your past? Just a hypothetical place. Which is the reason why, and reach for it and withdraw from it. Might be a few feet from you or a few miles, it doesn't matter. Get this place and say, that's the place that explains why I've forgotten my past, and reach and withdraw from it rapidly, many, many, many times. Now get it reaching and withdrawing from you many times. Now mock yourself up as a mystery. Many times. Now mock yourself up as a mystery to other people. Many times. Okay, imagine a terrible catastrophe occurring in this room at this moment. And then do the determination you would have to do to make it come true. Okay, do that again. Terrible catastrophe, and then determine it to come true. Okay. Now let's get some places where you were not. Now many times mock yourself up as refusing to imagine something because it will come true if you do. I have a whole crowd grant you licenses to imagine. Sweep them aside, mock them up again, sweep them aside, mock them up again. Okay, now get a symbol that's meaningless. Imagine a meaning for it. All right, now let's look around the environment, spot an object, and imagine a new name for it, and get the name as being more important than the object each time. Do that to many objects. Let's do it some more. We don't care what kind of a symbol you put up there to represent the object. Just get how much more important that symbol is than the object each time. Do that some more. Put the symbol up alongside of the object, and then get how much more important the symbol is than the object. Do it some more. All right. Let's get the most massive object, the most massive object that you have had in this lifetime, and put it on. Put it over you, around you. and then get it again and put it around you again without taking the first one off. And then get it again and put it around you again. Do it some more, most massive object. Okay. Now let's choose another object and continue the process. Okay, now the first thing you got, the first massive thing you got, mock that up around yourself and take it off and throw it away. And put some more around yourself, take it off and throw it away. Okay. Now let's get some brand new places where you're not. Some brand new ones where you're not. Some more brand new ones where you're not. And let's spot three things that don't have any imagination. Okay. Now let's take hold of two parts of the body. Hold on, don't think. Now take a hold of a couple of things in the environment and hold on and don't think. Okay, be where you please. Find the feet beneath your floor. End of session.